anchoring tonight's program, Lauren Cohn.
We're back here again, Bill. Lauren Cohn, Bill Cameron, special election night coverage. Will it be Rahm or will it be Chewy? All right, let's bring in David Axelrod, the former senior advisor to President Obama, the director of the Institute of Politics at the University of Chicago, and the author of Believer, My 40 Years in Politics. David, welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
David, you've had Rahm's ear. You've known each other for decades. You worked in the White House together. You've been his advisor. This time around, what was your advice to him, especially with the sentiment out there that he wasn't the most likable guy and he had to do something different this time around? We're back here on 89 WLS with our special election night coverage. 6 weeks ago, we sat here and it was a runoff historic for the city of Chicago. And tonight we're going to finally learn what will be the sort of financial set off point for the future for the city.
I totally agree with you. And growing up in New York City, we would get in the cabs all the time with my parents. None of us would ever put the seatbelt on. Even when I was an adult driving with my parents, didn't put the seatbelt on in the back. And then one day my mom looked at me and she goes, "What do you mean you're not wearing a seatbelt when you're sitting in the back seat?"
First day of the Blagojevich trial.
I love it. It's, I mean, I wish I was out there with everybody, because what a soap opera. I mean, isn't that amazing? I've never had jury duty. Have you ever served on jury?
I did, and I managed to
get out of it
deftly.
Maybe since
escape.
I'm a journalist, they've never wanted me. But in this case,
you've never even been summoned?
I got out of it once. You know, you can get out of it like three times.
And you've been all over our fruited plains.
Yeah, I certainly have. I think I just keep moving, so I keep avoiding having to serve. Although, you know, I think it would be interesting to actually serve on this one. But I don't know how you find somebody who doesn't know something about this and doesn't have some preconceived notion of what a buffoon this guy is. And
SNL, NBC5, Saturday night. Can ISIS ever be funny? And if we stop laughing at this sort of thing, gosh, then I don't believe in this word terrorism anyway, because I'm not particularly terrorized by these guys.
Well, I the reason I find it offensive is because my image of ISIS is this constant burning pilot, beheadings of people, throwing women and children into graves and buried alive. I can't get that out of my mind. And so when I think of ISIS and then I see, you know, maybe I have no sense of humor, but I find it offensive. When I saw that headline, my eyes perked up because I go gluten-free, not because I have celiac disease, because it's a lifestyle choice and it helps me. And real quickly for our listeners, let me just say gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. It can damage the small intestine. All right, we got that out of the way now. Just joining us here on 89 WLS, Rahm Emanuel has won a second term. We understand that Chewy Garcia has conceded, called the mayor, and should be speaking at about 9 o'clock. Lauren Cohn, Bill Cameron, keep it right here on 89 WLS.